quite a few people have informed me lately that they're starting to write textbooks and on their new philosophy that they have in life regarding the psychology of mind. And I think this is really beautiful. And also, a few doctors and therapists have asked me to talk on psychology of mind. Well, I know it's been picked up in many, many different ways. And this is really quite natural. But again, I'm going to say there's, the way I see it, the three basic things: mind, consciousness, and thought. Now, a few have expressed concern trying to relate to what is called mind. Well, to be truthful with you, you don't really have to worry about it, because what I'm relating to as mind, that is master mind, that's a universal intelligence. So you don't really have to worry about it. You just be grateful it's there. So there's two other things left. That's consciousness and thought. And you know yourself that many of you therapists and doctors, etc., have found incredible results working with what you call consciousness and thought. And truly, for the past 17 years since I first started associating with psychologists and therapists, I've always said, you're far, far greater to talk what you know than to talk other people's philosophy and really know nothing of what you're saying. See, psychologically, if you think of it, there is nothing in this world can come to pass without thought and consciousness. There is no mental sickness you can have, no mental breakdown. There's no bad thoughts, good thoughts. In actual fact, there'd be no reality without consciousness and thought. Because consciousness gives our five senses the ability to react to life. Our seeing, our smelling, our touching, etc. This is what brings it into life. But it can't come in by itself. It has to have a thought. So it's the individual's thought coupled with consciousness that creates reality. Now remember, simply thought. These thoughts in turn create our character and our behavior and the behavior of humanity as a whole. Whether you think negative or positive, it's immaterial, with no judgment. It is still your thoughts coupling with consciousness to create your reality. If you agree with what I'm saying, again, that is your thoughts coupled with consciousness. If you disagree, again, it's the same. No matter who you disagree with or who you agree with, no matter if your thoughts are negative or positive, I'm not judging. I'm not judging humanity. What I'm saying is, it is brought about by a thought. Now, I remember saying that, and somebody once said to me, "Are you telling me that chair isn't real? It's only a thought." Of course the chair is real, but it comes to you via thought. You see, here is where a vast, vast difference occurs. Many therapies, what they do, they take the individual minds and they start to analyze the minds. They start to analyze the behavior. Well, this is really quite a natural thing, but it is not the way of finding the secret of consciousness and thought. Because if there's X amount of billion people on Earth, each person has its own thoughts, so you can imagine how many trillions and trillions and trillions of thoughts there are. So that's an investigation into Never Never Land. So what you have to do is not investigate everybody's thoughts. You find out the true meaning of thought. Singular. Thought. It's a principle. It can never change. It's humanity that uses thought for his own way of thinking. But thought is unchangeable. It's a principle. Without it, there'd be no such thing as reality here on earth for any human being. Consciousness. Therapists talk about your consciousness. Again, each person has their own consciousness. And again, there's trillions of different ideas and realities. So you're not looking for that. You're not looking for the personal. You're looking for the impersonal. So we say consciousness is a principle. Pure consciousness can't change. Pure consciousness has no form. It just is. It's we that use this consciousness for daily living. But sometimes we use it unwisely, and it creates bad behavior. So we investigate into the behavior and miss the point altogether. You look for the singular consciousness. So therefore you look for singular true meaning of thought, the true meaning of consciousness, and we get to mind. And again, we investigate into all the minds with many, many therapists, trying to figure them out. And you never can. Because once again, there's billions of people with their personal little mind systems or thought systems with infinite amount of ideas. So again, it's no good. So once again, you take that basic principle and you seek the true meaning of mind. One mind. One consciousness and one thought. And if any one of those things disappear, there is no reality. You must have a thought to take consciousness and turn it into life for you. And there can't be consciousness without the universal intelligence creating consciousness. But truly, sometimes you should learn to walk before you can leap, eh? And if you understand to a greater extent the connection between thought and consciousness and your client's behavior, and you can see that this connection can help a lot of human beings, then you're a lucky person. You know, those three basic principles, mind, consciousness, and thought, well, they can't be explained. They can only be explained as a metaphor. Because, and of course, being explained in this way, it throws you off the scent, so to speak. Let me give you an example of that. Like, just imagine somebody that doesn't know anything whatsoever about electricity, has never seen electricity before in his life. And he walks into your home and he sees an electric light bulb. And he asks, what is that? And the person says, that's an electric light bulb, it's run by electricity. Then he looks at the iron, it's run by electricity. And it's the same with the fan. But he's still not getting an explanation of what electricity is. He's getting an explanation of what it can do. So the fellow says, okay, I'll tell you what, I'm going to investigate and I'm going to find out what this electricity is. So naturally, what he would do, he'd go down to the plug and take a screwdriver and take it apart and look at the plug. Then he'd see the wires. Then he would figure out, aha, they run through the wire. They go to the main box and it goes on and on forever and ever. But no matter how he investigates, he's not finding out what electricity is. He's finding out what you can do with it, what it creates. What it allows you to do in life. Well, this is the same with the three basic principles. You know, the simple thing about all this is, when you think of it, if negative thoughts created all the hellish, nightmarish emotions that we had to go through, and all the problems, all you have to reverse is your thoughts to positive. But it's not just merely changing thought. It's changing the level of understanding via thought, via a deeper level of consciousness. Because you see, investigating into levels of consciousness is endless. You can't possibly come to the end of it. But if you keep seeking and seeking and seeking, then you'll never be satisfied with what you have. And this is one of the main things in life. Be satisfied with what you have, that happiness will come, because satisfaction is happiness. And I've seen a lot of people with lots of wealth and lots of material things, but they're unhappy. And all it is a thought. And if that thought changes, they become grateful. Grateful to life, because it gives them a feeling of happiness. Doesn't matter who you are in life. If you can find that feeling of gratefulness, of happiness, of contentment, of love, of understanding others, all those different feelings are what you're looking for. This is what creates a nicer reality. When a patient comes to you and is suffering, they're saying, look, doc, please try and change my reality. I'm suffering. I'm suffering mentally. Because. They're looking for help. And I think this is an incredible profession, to be able to help people that are suffering, and quite often needlessly. So I've been really honored that I've been working with many psychologists and many therapists and nurses and various other people throughout the United States for the last 17 years. And it's something I'll never forget. Well, folks, that's about all for now, and thank you.